Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless you, we magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for your protection over each and every one of us. We thank you for your daily provision. Thank you, Lord, for the capacity that you have given us. Thank you for where we are coming from and where we are today. Thank you for where you are taking us to. Thank you for your wonderful and your glorious plans concerning our lives, concerning our families, concerning your church and our nation. We say glory, honor, praises be unto you, Lord. We bless you for all the past broadcasts. We thank you for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom. And we say hallowed be your holy name, Lord. Everlasting Father, we commit today's broadcast into your hands, Lord. We pray, Lord, that indeed you will breathe upon it. In the name of our Lord Jesus, let it bring forth transformation, healing, salvation of souls. And above all, Lord, let it draw us closer to you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to this program once again. I thank God for your lives. I thank God for His plans concerning you. The Lord will do something wonderful in your life in the name of Jesus. As you're listening to this broadcast today, you will receive the power of the Most High in the name of our Lord Jesus. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you what I titled, You Are the Salt of the World. And indeed, you are the salt of the world. You will be the salt in all respect in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, and I'm reading from verse 13. The Bible says, You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then not good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I say, you are the salt of this world, and indeed you will be so all the days of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. For us to have a better understanding of when our Lord Jesus Christ was saying that you are the salt of the earth, let's understand what a salt is. A salt in its form is crystal and is perfect on all sides. That means that a salt has an internal strength. It has an internal strength. The book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, says, Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. May the Lord give you the strength, the internal strength that you need. The Lord will release upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then when we talk about the salt, the color of the salt is white. That means that it is without blemish, is without stain. And that is what God wants you to be. Bible says in the book of Psalms, Psalm 24, verse 3, say, Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. Brothers and sisters, as a salt of this world, you are supposed to be without blemish. You are supposed to forsake all manners of sin. Whatever that is going to bring any form of blemish to the name of the Lord, you are supposed to do away with it. The Bible says also in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14, it says, "Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless." That is the desire of God concerning you and I, that we should be without spot, we should be blameless. The grace for you to remain blameless, the Lord will release upon you. Inasmuch as you surrender yourself to Christ and you allow the Spirit of the Almighty God to lead you, you find out that you can live a life that is without blemish. And God will grant you the grace to do so in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you look at the salt, the melting point of a salt is 808 degrees centigrade. That means that the salt can withstand all forms of adversity. It is the will of God that you can withstand all manner of adversity that may come your way. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10, that if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. But because the strength you have is not your own strength, it's the strength that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the strength that makes you to say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And it's Jesus that is strengthening you. The Lord will grant you that grace for you to have that strength in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing about the salt is that salt is used as a preservative. It's used as a preservative. Your duty, brothers and sisters, my duty, brothers and sisters, is that we should be such that we will not make our brother, our sister to fall into sin. We shouldn't do anything that will make another person to fall into sin. All we need to do is to support them. If you see somebody that is going towards the wrong way, you are supposed to tell that person, "My brother, my sister, the way you are going is the way of destruction." And I pray that God will give us the boldness that we may be able to tell those who are going the wrong way and bring them back to Christ. Also, salt also cleanses. The salt can be used to cleanse things. When you are the salt, you are supposed to bring about a cleansing. Whatever that is not of God in the life of any other person, by the power of God in you, because Jesus has given us that power to tread upon the serpent, upon the scorpion, upon all powers of the enemy. He said, "Whatever we bind here on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose here on earth, you will be losing in heaven." So he has given us that power. And we need to begin to exercise the power that has been given unto us as the salt of this world. And then as the salt of this world, it's the salt that brings sweetness. It brings flavor to things. And you and I are supposed, wherever we go, we are supposed to radiate the beauty of God. That wherever we go, we should go there and bring the peace of God. Where there is storm, we go there and make the storm to be still. Because we have the power of Christ that is in us. And we begin to exercise that power wherever we go in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. By being the salt, we are supposed to inspire others. We are supposed to inspire others. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 2, the Bible says, "For I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Acacia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority." Your zeal has stirred up the majority. Inspire others. Motivate those around you. Encourage those who are down. And as you begin to do so, you begin to see the mighty work of God coming to place in your life. Because you are really becoming the salt of the world. And the Lord will grant you the grace for you to remain the salt of the world all the days of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the glory of God shall be seen in your life. His glory will be seen in every area of your life. Whatever you lay your hands upon. Because the power of God is upon you. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 60, reading verse 1, it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. When you operate as the salt of the world, your light will begin to shine. The glory of God will be seen in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You will no longer operate in darkness because His light is shining upon you, because you are the salt of this world. And the Lord has made you such. He has created you to impact this world, to bring about joy to those who are sorrowing. And I prophesy unto you that wherever you go, the joy of God will fill the environment in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you go, you bring joy to those who are sorrowing. God will use you to relieve those who are in pains in the mighty name of Jesus. The mighty hand of God will rest upon you, and you begin to do exploits for the Lord in the name of our Lord Jesus, because that is His plan for you and I, and we shall fulfill that plan in the mighty name of Jesus. As the salt, you are relevant. When somebody wants to cook, they need the salt to cook. The salt is very relevant. So you are extremely relevant as the salt. And the grace for you to remain relevant all the days of your life, the Almighty God will give unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will not be discarded. Your voice shall matter. But you see, brothers and sisters, we can only be the salt of this world if you have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. It's when you have the relationship with Him that indeed you can be said that you are strong. When you have a relationship with Him, that's when it can be said that you are without blemish. Then you have a relationship with Him, that's when you can say that you are a preservative. When you have a relationship with Him, that is when He'll be able to use you to save souls and bring others to the kingdom of God. So brothers and sisters, if you are hearing me today and you are not sure of your salvation, I want to give you that opportunity. Wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And I declare it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Everlasting Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. For everyone that is listening to me today, I prophesy unto you. I say the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The favor of God will surround you. It will make way for you where there are no way. His light will perpetually shine upon you. In the name of Jesus, you will fulfill purpose. Your destiny will not be truncated in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of error shall be far, far away from you. You will go from strength to strength, from power to power, from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. You will be sought out for good in the name of our Lord Jesus. So shall it be concerning you, concerning your household in the name of our Lord Jesus. Until we meet again next week, continue to enjoy the peace, the love of the Most High. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.